Ian moving into Virginia. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. With drenching rains after soaking the Carolinas Friday, after landfalling as a Category 1 hurricane midday north of Charleston, largely sparing that city but not coastal areas to the north.
Myrtle Beach, that's where one of the piers, of the four piers that were knocked out by this storm, was lost. And one of the hardest hit communities, about an hour and a half north of here, Pawleys Island, 4 miles long, this barrier island on the coast, absolutely inundated with water into homes, into businesses, causing a tremendous amount of damage. They lost their pier there as well.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Charleston as Ian, now a subtropical cyclone, continues to dissipate. All tropical storm and storm surge watches and warnings have been canceled, but there are coastal flood warnings in northeast North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Back in Florida, the massive task of rescue and recovery continues.
The sound of helicopters and ambulances is nonstop as rescue teams scour hundreds of island homes on a search for survivors. Ambulance convoys continue to evacuate nursing homes that have no running water.
Fox's Will Nunley. People who are trying to return to their homes in southeast Florida running into huge traffic jams as the Florida Department of Transportation had to close I-75 because it was being flooded by the Myakka River in the wake of the storm. There are now 27 people in the state known dead. Some of them made the fatal choice not to evacuate.
Those older homes that just aren't as strong built, they got washed into the sea, some of them. And so if you were hunkering down in that, that is something that I think would be very difficult to be survivable.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. Tulsa, Oklahoma, a teenager has been shot to death, another seriously wounded, at a high school football game. It was McLean High School's homecoming. The shooters fled on foot. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It was no accident, President Biden says, the leak in a Russian natural gas pipeline.
Leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline supplying Russian natural gas to Europe under the Baltic Sea is not accidental, President Biden told reporters.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage.
The president says Russia is pumping lies and disinformation by blaming the West for the leaks. Once it's safe, President Biden says the U.S. and allies will investigate using dive teams. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan did not directly blame any government, but conceded such an attack would require sophistication and says the U.S. does not believe any NATO ally is responsible. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukraine's nuclear power provider accusing Russia of kidnapping the head of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant occupied by Russian troops. The company's president says this jeopardizes the safety of Ukraine and Europe's largest nuclear power plant. North Korea has test-fired two more ballistic missiles, continuing its busiest year for them yet. Two missiles splashed into the sea off the country's east coast, the type of which could be used against South Korean defenses and U.S. military positions in the south. They'll be breaking out the MAGA hats in Michigan tonight.
Returning to the state he won in 2016 but lost in 2020, former President Donald Trump looks to rally his base ahead of the midterms. Michigan has a key governor's race as Trump will be supporting GOP candidate Tudor Dixon, who currently trails incumbent Democrat Gretchen Whitmer in the polls. But it's not just the governor's mansion the former president has his eyes on. He's also supporting candidates for Secretary of State and Attorney General. The rally takes place in Warren at the Macomb Community College Sports and Expo Center. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The U.S. has clinched its fourth straight Women's Basketball World Cup title with an 83-61 win over China. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.